On Thanksgiving Day, many of us express thanks for having family and friends gathered around. Commentator Christine Holmgren gratefully recalls a stranger she met more than 30 years ago.
I was 16 when my father left. That year, there were no Thanksgiving plans. My mother worked two jobs as a cleaning lady. I sold hats at a department store downtown. It was Thanksgiving night, 1965. The shops were closed and the streetlights were decorated with the tinsel of the upcoming season. Somewhere, a church tolled out a Thanksgiving hymn. My shift at work was over and I waited for the bus alone. The wind whipped my thin coat and threatened to tear my hand-knit hat. My mother had sewn a pair of corduroy pants to pull up under my dress, but I stubbornly carried them. It was better to freeze than look ridiculous. It was a snowless November, bitter, empty, and I shivered against the wind, considering how 1 year had changed everything. My parents' marriage was over, my home and my heart were broken. The divorce didn't surprise anyone but me. My father's fierce anger exhausted my mother's forbearance years ago. I hated him for the destruction of my family. I thought these things as I lumbered onto the frozen bus. The seat next to the bus heater was vacant, and I placed my feet on the perfect spot. Hugging my corduroy pants, I cherished the small comfort of the warmth as it seeped through the soles of my wet feet. That is when it happened. A man, perhaps in his 60s, appeared from somewhere in the back of the bus. He wore a Frank Sinatra hat and a fine Pendleton wool muffler hid half his face. I looked away when he waved. I didn't speak to strangers, especially men. Then he placed a shopping bag between us and sat down, studying me as I hugged my corduroy pants. He said, "You're shivering. Are you all right?" When his eyes met mine, I saw the face of a kind man. I wondered if he had any children. I told him I was fine, and his eyes crinkled, hinting at a generous smile behind his scarf. After a while, the bus made a gassy sound and stopped. The man pulled himself up, held to the handrail of the seat before him, and looked down at me for the last time. "I get off here," he said. "I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving." I looked into his eyes and felt my throat tighten. My voice broke as I thanked him. He was nearly off the bus when I realized he left his package. As the bus doors opened, I stood to call to him. "You forgot your bag," I said. "Keep it," he said. The bus doors closed behind him, and he was gone. The house was dark when I arrived home. My mother found it hard to believe my story about the man on the bus. Then she opened the shopping bag and found three packages: a box of Fanny Farmer white chocolate, a bright red wool scarf, and a tiny mother-of-pearl music box that played "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." As we listened to it, something graceful fell upon me as I realized that there was at least one kind man in the world. There might be others, and if there were, the world was not an ugly place after all. I treasure my music box still. It holds a gold ring from my husband, my mother's cameo, and the memory of how I came to believe the truth of the old lyrics, "Next year, all our troubles will be miles away."
Christine Holmgren is a Presbyterian minister in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from Minnesota Public Radio.